Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 264, Almost Geared. This is the show recorded on the 18th of September, 2011. Hello, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
How's it going?
All right.
All right, eh?
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. All right.
It becomes a sound after a while, doesn't it? Right. As opposed to a word.
Now for the news.
Yes, anyway, let's talk about Catherine, because Catherine has been delayed.
Yeah, so sadly it's been announced that Catherine isn't coming out this year for PAL territories now.
Yay.
It was supposed to be coming out at some point before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Deep Silver have now said that it's... It's not going to be out until next year now. They haven't said when. The thing is, they never really announced a date beforehand anyway, so...
Okay, in other news, we've gone back in time to play Syndicate, and somehow it's come forward in time to join us in the present times after we went back in times to make it go away or something.
So it was...
And then John Connor came along, and I was like, oh my god, there's the Terminator!
So, Starbreeze have finally announced what they've been making with
the game. Hey, at least these dudes in Sweden.
Yeah, Sweden.
Sweden.
So, Starbreeze have been making something for EA for a very, very long time, which was called Project Red Lime. Everyone's thought it was Syndicate, and it's now announced that it's
actually Viva Pinata, The Trouble in Paradise.
So, it was leaked on Origin, EA's rival
service.
To Steam service.
Yeah, I got an email from EA the other day.
I got multiple emails from
EA
them.
EA account is now changing to an Origin account.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Origin lives where you live.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, man. It lives where I live. Get the hell out of my flat, boy.
You should pay some rent.
Yeah. I'm replying. Can you please... do I... No. Can you please pay some rent? Rent, then, you freeloading EA bastards.
Rude.
Full stop. P.S. Do you know Gary Napper? Lads.
Anyways, as I was saying about Syndicate, so Starbreeze have announced what it is now.
Oops, I actually just sent it.
You didn't.
I'm just kidding.
What was I saying?
You were talking about Syndicate and how it's been announced that they're working on it because they've been working on it for ages in secret.
EA.
And it was leaked
the day
on
after it being leaked, officially announced it. I guess they felt they had to. What popped up on Origin was some screenshots and the name and a brief description of the game. There's now those screenshots out there, so you can have a look. You play Miles Kylo. He's a agent from Eurocorp. And it's still got to do with original kind of Syndicate stuff, but not as much. Because, of course, it's not an isometric little game like the original was. It's now a first-person shooter. There's a lot of stuff with augmentations, with a DART 6 biochip thing that they've got in their head, so you can upgrade yourself. So a lot of people are going to see this and think, oh, well, I just played Deus Ex. Hopefully you'll have more to offer, because Starbreeze are good. Starbreeze did an awesome job in The Darkness. Their Riddick games are pretty cool too, not as good as The Darkness, but I'm sure they won't screw this up.
And this is out early next year.
Yes, out early next year for PS3, Xbox 360, and PC.
PlayStation Vita release date has been announced for Japan.
Yes.
Or more importantly, that there's 26 funky titles, 6 of which are downloadable.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's
we're not going to read them all out because...
I'll mention some of them. So
this is coming out 17th of December.
Yep.
In Japan, Milan.
Yes. So a few of the titles that
Ridge Racer.
A few of the titles have been.
Yay.
They were announced at TGS. So like F1 2011, that just got announced. There's a Katamari Damacy title coming out on it.
Ridge Racer,
as Paul says.
As Sony always saying any of their pre-release, they like it's like you kid Ridge Racer. Are you kidding me?
So there's a few interesting sounding things. So Chunsoft are releasing a game called Nature of Night of Kamaitachi. Which is a sound novel, which is pretty cool, because I think it's Chunsoft, if I'm right, did Imabi Kisu, which was a PS3 game that was a sound novel as well. So it was all audio as well as visual, of course, but it was had an emphasis on audio and the sounds and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few different things come out. So Dream Club is coming out, which is a dating sim game. You've got those on 360 at the moment, stuff like that in Japan. Disgaea 3 Returns, a new Disgaea game. Of course, Uncharted Golden, which is a new Uncharted game. Some of the downloadable games, there's Little Deviants, Project Knowles, which is a music... That says music play, that doesn't make any sense. Dynasty Warriors, some stuff from Ubisoft. There's loads of stuff coming out. More than enough games for launch titles. They haven't said, though, whether this is the launch window titles or launch day. It'd be awesome if it was launch day. Imagine going in when a console's come out and there's 26 games to choose from. That'd be crazy.
Always.
But yeah, no, I think it's pretty cool. They've got a lot of everything. There's fighting games, sports games, racing games, random things, RPGs, music-orientated stuff, social-orientated stuff, action-y games, stealth games. I think it's cool. I mean, as well as that, as well, they announced Final Fantasy X is being remade for it.
And of course, King of the Cosmos, Carl Sagan, is back.
What?
The Katamari dude.
Yeah. So, Final Fantasy X is getting a re-release for it, slash remastering.
AKA Carl Sagan, King of the Cosmos.
Look at that. Don't you have
a t-shirt with his face on it? So Wanny.
I wonder where I copied that from.
Next gen, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, as well as that. Oh, no, that was from. They've announced like a prepay system for the 3G. So they've hooked up with their provider in Japan. And as opposed to paying for data, well, as opposed to paying for a size of data, you pay for time. So you'd buy 20 hours of online.
That's a bit rubbish. Because if you were doing it for downloads rather than multiplayer, obviously. You'd be, you know, you could be out in the sticks, yo, and be getting 2 kilobits per second and need to spend 6 months downloading a game, yet some nab in the city can download it in half a second.
Well, they also haven't said on how, I don't think they've said exactly how the timing works, so whether it's from, well, I'd imagine it should be, from the date you activate it, you can pause it when, well, it stops it when you turn it off. Otherwise, that's a bit crap. But, I mean, they haven't said anything about how it's happening or how it's working overseas either, so...
No, because obviously with the 3G stuff, you have to negotiate with...
the providers.
Carriers, yeah.
Yes. Space Marine recently came out, of course, and you can now...
Shoot your orc in the face.
From the 20th of September, so in a couple of days, you'll be able to buy the soundtrack for it from something else. Something else do a lot of the video game soundtracks... so I think they didn't do the cameo one, did they? I don't know. They do loads of game soundtracks, and this is added into their kind of not backlog, but their array of soundtracks that you can purchase. So that's good for Warhammer / Space Marine fans.
Mm-hmm.
Persona 2 Innocent Sin. So I mentioned this last week, and amazingly, now it's coming out over here, which is pretty cool. So Persona 2 Innocent Sin is a re-release / slight remastering of the original Persona 2 from the PS1. Can you scroll down a little bit for me, please?
Thank you very much.
So it's being released by Ghostlight, who released Persona 3 for the PSP as well. It comes in a collection box. The UMD has a double-sided inlay, so you can switch it around if you want. It's got the official soundtrack, which of course... which have also been arranged by Shoji Meguro, who does the music for the newer Persona games. You get 6 double-sided art cards, an A3 poster with the box art on it, and a t-shirt if you buy it from the Ghostlight store. You will be able to buy it from places like Game and Amazon, places like that, but one thing that Ghostlight like to do, like they did with Persona 3, if you pre-order it from them, you get a t-shirt. So you get something else special. It's not as cool, if you ask me, as the... Persona 3 collection they did, because they had an art book, and it would be really, really nice if they did an art book with Persona 2, because the artist was, I can never remember his name, it begins with a K,
Captain Krusty.
But he is the guy who used to do all the Shin Megami art style, all the Shin Megami artwork, like any kind of character profiles or box art, stuff like that. What's the... Sorry, his name... It's like Cage, but it's not.
Johnny Cage.
Wins. Yeah, so it would be nice if they added like some kind of art book, but it's cool that they're not. Yes, that's cool. Next up, Civ 5 news. They're releasing a Game of the Year edition as of September 27th. You'll be able to buy it via... Well, this is in America, of course. I'm not sure when it's coming out over here. You'll be able to buy it in retails and, of course, digital platforms for... So I've got $50 here. I'm not sure how much that'll be everywhere else. Can you scroll down a bit for me, please?
Aye.
So you get the game, you get the Mongols scenario pack.
Yeah, so in this Civ 5 times, rather than doing big add-on packs like they have done in the past...
They've done little ones.
They did lots of these, like, individual civilization packs, which have generally been totally pointless, in my opinion.
So, like, as Paul has just said, you get... There's lots of civilization packs they did. So you can get... You get the Babylon pack... you get the Cradle of Civilization map packs, which had Mesopotamia, Americas, yeah. Asia, and Mediterranean. You get the Double Civilization and Scenario pack, which was Spain and Inca. You get the Civ and Scenario... Well, I say Civ. Civilization and Scenario pack, Polynesia. Is that right? Mm. Civilization and Scenario pack, Denmark, the Vikings, the Explorers map pack, and a digital version of the soundtrack. So that's cool, I suppose, if you want all that DLC.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you haven't already bought a game,
yeah, you might as well get it with all that extra stuff. Because, of course, you know when it goes on sale in Steam later on in the year, that's going to be in the sale. And people will pick that up as opposed to the normal version because it has all the add-ons. If you scroll down a little bit for me, please. Next up, The Book of Unwritten Tales, which is a German adventure game.
Oops, I clicked the button.
Yeah, no, you did. You pressed D. A German... I believe it's German. It should be German.
Deutschland.
Yes, it's German adventure game, which came out over 2 years ago. It's getting a UK release, so it's getting fully translated and just released over here. Thanks to, of course, Lace Mamba Global, who have been bringing around a lot of German point and clicks and stuff like that. Apparently, it's a very good... adventure game. It's had like 90% scores all over Germany, which is pretty cool. And they claim it's 20 hours long and has apparently more than 150 puzzles. When they say puzzles, I'm not sure how puzzle like they mean. So as in if they mean literal puzzles or as in the kind of puzzles that you get usually within adventure games. Hopefully it's good. I mean, Lace Member haven't exactly released anything bad recently from Germany. And I'm hoping it's pretty cool. I should be previewing it soon, but I'm waiting for an XE for it before I can actually play the preview demo. But that's coming out October 29th, just before Halloween.
Indeed it is. More importantly, though...
Delivery Truck Simulator!
I wouldn't have said it quite like that, but okay.
I'm sorry. Excalibur Publishing are releasing a game that has been out in Germany for a little while. I don't know how long. Delivery Truck Simulator. So it puts you at the head of your own business. You have to expand, of course, as usual. You choose the location of your delivery depot. You buy refueling pumps, maintenance from facilities, or you can just run it however you like and see how well you do. If you don't want to get into the whole simulation side of everything, you can just see if you can do a good job without paying attention to all the tiny little things. I'd like to think it's kind of like how Saints Row does it when you're stealing stuff and loading into the back of a lorry. So I imagine you should be putting all the stuff in your delivery van, driving off, going to your location, dropping it off, and so on and so on.
And then you're ninja'd.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be good or alright. It doesn't look as nice as the recent releases of London Underground or Streetcar, or bus and cable car that it was Wells. Even. But I'm sure it'll be entertaining for anyone who wants to be a delivery truck driver. Sure. It's coming out October 7th. And yeah. Need the simulator. Next up, Drox Operative.
Don't ask me, man.
No, don't scroll up that much, I can't read it. Thank you.
It's
so,
still on the top one, isn't it? It's not reading that.
Well, I couldn't see it because you had some of it over that.
Oh dear.
Drox Operative is a starship action RPG.
Oh wow, it must be good then. Ooh, let's play Star Trek Legacy.
Apparently it has fierce space
battles.
Yeah,
do we have that here?
Legacy.
Yeah.
Is that the console one?
No, it's PC as well.
No, I don't have it.
Darn.
Sorry, those things are trying to kill you.
I used to have, I know they are, but they won't. I used to have it, but I don't have it anymore. I'm
no?
A bit annoyed about that. I don't know what happened with it.
Oh, sorry. No, I don't have it.
I'll play it now. I want to be a ship and shoot ships.
Hmm. Shall I read a little bit about it? Well, it's made by an indie company, or an indie developer, so they recently made Din's Curse, that Charlotte has been playing loads of. And this is going to be their new game that's coming out. It's set for next year, so they've got quite a while yet to finish making it and stuff. But yeah, it's set in space, which is quite different, because like, their first game, Din's Curse, I believe is kind of like more of a fantasy-style RPG.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of Diablo style, whereas this is kind of quite different because it's now in space and galactic civil wars and space fights and
space fights. You know that must be good.
So blah, 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 blah. I mean, yeah, you've got to conquer the galaxy. It's kind of your generic space sounding story, I suppose.
Conquering the galaxy.
And making money and killing everyone. And I suppose you might be able to take it whichever way you want, so you could try and be the good guy or just try and kill everyone.
Let's do the thing where the person says, yo, what's up, and then we get the money. Mm.
But, you know, space games are always fun because you don't get that many space games. At least, well, there's the major space games that come out, so like Mass Effect and Dead Space, but different space games are always enjoyable, even though sometimes they can't be that good or they aren't that good. But you never know, this could be kind of good because Charlotte was quite addicted to Din's Curse, so you never know. Red Dead Redemption is getting a Game of the Year edition, which comes out in October. Of course, this will have all the DLC with it and stuff.
Oh yeah, and it's going to be fantastic because, of course, it's got all the.
Yeah, there's a red slime about to attack you.
Oh no! I'm trying to attack it with a brick.
It's also got Undead Nightmare with it as well. So
if you like zombies, Undead Nightmare has a zombie.
Yeah. So
it has one.
You get original Red Dead, which apparently has a brand new hardcore single player mode. You get Undead Nightmare, Legends and Killers, Lies and Cheats, Hunting and Trading Outfits. Outlaws to the End, and all original pre-order content. Oh wow, so you can finally get a hold of this stuff. So one thing that was with Red Dead, they had all this pre-order content.
Yeah.
That they said, oh, we'll release it so you can all buy it at a later date, and they never did.
And then it took ages for it to happen.
Whereas they actually did that with L.A. Noir, so you could buy all the DLC that was pre-orders. So you'll be able to buy all the original pre-order packs, which includes the Deadly Assassin outfit, the Warhorse, and the Golden Guns weapon pack. You also get Solomon's Folly, which is a single-player gang hideout, and some challenges that are available for the first time on 360. And also the Myths and Mavericks bonus pack. So it's coming out October 14th for Xbox 360 and PS3, and I think it's pretty good that they've added everything in, including the pre-order bonus stuff.
Yeah, because a lot of companies just never bother doing that.
No,
despite
then
the
you
fact
just never
they
be able
make
to get it.
Some of the money.
Yeah. So next up, I've got some GoldenEye news.
Yeah, so basically GoldenEye is this guy.
Paul.
Who... Oh, sorry, I won't tell you about
no,
it.
No, I was saying that because you keep doing the thing when you press a key and it moves it up and I can't see. I'm sorry. What were you going to say about GoldenEye?
It's rubbish.
Rubbish? It was good on the N64. Thanks, Paul. So they're redoing, of course. Well, there's an upcoming GoldenEye game called GoldenEye 007 Reloaded, 00 Edition, which is coming out for the PS3 only, I believe. Or this 00 Edition is specifically for the PS3. I believe, unless I'm saying this wrong. It's coming out on 360 as well, but this 00 Edition has the game on a Blu-ray disc, of course. I'm not sure why they ever have to list that. Don't you ever find it weird when they list that in things? Saying it's on a Blu-ray disc when it's a PS3 game, so it will be on a Blu-ray disc.
Well, they have to try and make themselves seem cool.
I suppose it makes it sound like it's got more with it. You also get a PlayStation Move controller, a navigator thingamajig, a PlayStation Eye camera, and a sharpshooter.
The sharpshooter is, of course,
the add-on gun thing. Yeah, it's a shame because they haven't actually added anything specifically GoldenEye to it.
No.
They've just kind of packaged all the Move stuff and the game and splodged them together. It would be nice, maybe. I don't know if they are. They probably aren't. But it'd be nice if maybe the Move controller was GoldenEye orientated. If they made it gold. Or if they put the logo on it. Or if they did that with all of the bits and bobs in it. If they did that, then that would give me a reason to buy a Move. Finally.
No, we don't want to buy a Move.
Well, there's a reason for me to buy a Move now. Little Big Planet 2 Move Pack. Which is actually really good, because I played it at E3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's that. This is, of course, a PS3 exclusive, because you don't really need a Move controller if you've got a 360. The game itself comes out November 1st. If you're a 360 owner, you could just buy the standard 360 version.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Blackwell Deception.
This is a fun game coming out on the PC.
Yes. So Wadget Eye, who...
Unlike your nabby console games you keep talking about.
Wadget Eye, who release a lot of point-and-click adventure games, so they released Gemini Rue recently.
They do a lot of old Sierra and stuff, don't they?
Do they?
I don't know. Do they?
Do they? They've got a lot of adventure games in their back catalogue, though. A lot of old stuff. I'm not sure if they had any Sierra stuff, though. They may do.
I think they did.
So, Blackwell are a series that they've been releasing for the past few years. And their newest game, Blackwell Deception, which is the fourth in the series, is coming out now October 12th. You can now download a free demo. Of course, it's a free demo, because all demos should be free.
Apart from GT Prologue.
True, which was a £25 demo. So if you pop on the website, which is rosablackwell.com, rosablackwell.com, you can pop on there and download the free demo. This is the fourth in the series. It will be available for $14.99 off their website from October 12th. And also, if you pre-order it between now and the launch day, they've got two special offers going on at the moment on their website, which means you get a download version of it on the day it comes out, and you'll also be sent a DVD, I think. Wait, that's not a pre-order offer. Oh no, wait, okay, that's a pre-order offer. So you get it on launch day, but you also get a free copy of the third one to download as well.
Okay.
So hopefully then you've played the first and second one, otherwise you're a bit screwed, really.
Aye.
But then also there's a limited edition version that you can pre-order. So if you pay $25, you get a DVD version which has all four Blackwell games on it, an MP3 soundtrack, animated shorts for the games, and other bonus things. You also get a downloadable copy of Blackwell Convergence to play now and convenient. Oh wait, that's the third one. So you get when you pre-order it, you get a copy of the third one to play, and access, of course, to download the fourth one on the day it comes out. They reckon the limited edition DVDs are going to be shipping sometime in October, near the end, no doubt. So slightly after the release. I will say, though, if you want to pre-order the limited edition one and think it's going to be really cool, I pre-ordered the Gemini Rue one, and it was one of the cheapest kind of printings ever. I showed it to Paul.
Yeah, it was cheap, man. And it was like...
It was in like a dummy sleeve
printed
box.
It off on his own printer at home. Yeah. Cheap.
So if you're thinking it's going to look wicked, it might look a little bit cheap. But then you have it on a DVD and you won't usually be able to have it on a DVD. So it's up to you, really. Oh, sorry.
So it should be, man. Yawning. Anyway, Renegade Ops is coming out on download. It's out now, isn't it?
Yeah, it came out this week.
Okay, well, you can download it. It's like 10 quid or 1,200 Microsoft points.
Yes. It's an isometric game, which has... You're in vehicles and helicopters and stuff like that. So it's kind of Loaded meets... What's the name of that game?
Desert Strike.
I couldn't think of the name. So the Strike games and all that kind of stuff.
I don't say the Strike games because all the crap ones aren't part of it.
Desert, Urban...
No, rubbish games.
Okay, Desert.
Desert Strike only.
Okay. But yeah, it looks like a really cool game. You're just like killing everyone, really. Driving around and stuff. It looks pretty nice. I watched a trailer of it, which kind of made me want to play it. I'll probably download the trial at some point.
In addition to that, Cities in Motion German Cities is having the expansion pack released, which is going to be like, what, 8 quid or something?
Yeah, about that. Well, maybe, no, it's 7 quid maybe. It's $7 really at the moment.
Cheap, whatever it is. So is this just sort of German-style architecture for the game or what?
It adds German cities to it. I couldn't find much information on it.
German people, yeah. In it.
Also, just mentioned about Renegade Ops, that's on...
Hey, man.
Because Paul mentioned the price points. Of course, that means it's available on PSN and 360.
Well, yeah, it's on everything.
It's also on Steam. Oh, well, yeah, I suppose that's everything.
Max Payne 3 has a trailer now.
Yes.
You can have fun with Max Payne in the game.
Yeah. So pop on the Rockstar website or on YouTube or somewhere like that and you're getting attacked by a bat.
I know I'm getting attacked by a bat, okay. But I want to pick up my topaz.
So I recommend popping on there and checking it out. It's odd because he doesn't sound like James McCaffrey, even though apparently he is. He's got some weird eyebrow thing going on, as in he doesn't seem to have any eyebrows, and he looks totally different.
Yeah, fun.
I'm quite interested in it, because the thing is, in my eyes, Rockstar can't screw up a game.
Oh, really? Rockstar table tennis? There's me expecting a GTA-style table tennis game where I get to go into like different people's table tennis tournaments and beat them up and mug them, and it's all I can do is play the living table tennis. What's the deal with that, man? I thought they're the people who make the GTA games, which is why,
I'm sure they'll announce a GTA 5 soon. There's got to be a GTA 5 coming out. Maybe they'll revisit the 80s.
Ooh, GTA 5. Vice City.
Who knows? They could do anything. Next up, a little bit of London MCM Expo news. So we mentioned previously that...
This is that thing where we sometimes go to.
Yep. We mentioned previously that Arkham City is going to be playable and like the main thing of the show. Well, they've now announced that THQ and 2K Games are having a bit of a...
thing.
Splash. I don't know. They've got some of their games playable. So you'll be able to play The Darkness 2 and Saints Row the 3rd at MCM in a few weeks' time. Actually, I say a few weeks' time. It's in about a month's time. Because, of course, this is at the end of October. So this will be the second time you'll be able to play Saints Row in the UK, and the same with The Darkness, because I imagine The Darkness 2 will be at...
Is this the Saints Row game with that weird cat in it?
Yeah.
Danny tried to explain to me what it was all about, and I was just like, okay, Danny.
Yeah. Charlotte reckons it'll probably just be this thing that she saw at E3. But it'd be cool to be able to play a demo of it as well. So MCM's happening the 28th to the 30th of October. They haven't said exactly what consoles they're having playable on. I imagine 360, they may have some PS3 pods as well. So that's cool. Little Big Planet 2 news. As I previously mentioned when talking about the PlayStation Move, the Little Big Planet 2 Move pack is now out. This contains the Rise of the Caitling, which has 14 new levels, which is a story mode, And yeah, there's a rogue cake that threatens doom and destruction. You have to restore peace to the craft world. And you get a new thing to play around with, which is the brain crane, which allows you to pick up and control objects with the power of your mind. This is where the move controller comes in. I had a play of this at, well, I think I played the whole thing, maybe, at E3, and it was quite fun. Using the move controller was quite nice because it meant I could pick Charlotte up and throw her around.
Oh, sounds great. Chucking, yeah.
Well, because that's the thing. With Little Big Planet, people would always punch them off a ledge to get their stuff. Like if you play multiplayer, whereas now you can pick them up and throw them into stuff.
Great.
Or you can help them. So you can pick them up and help them along, and then they can pick you up and help you along. I thought it was really nice, and it works really well. And of course, now that it has move support, it means you can create levels that can use the move controller. So one thing that was quite nice is that it added loads of little mini games.
Mm-hmm.
So loads of little. There was one that was. You had to set up a level, so a little ball could get to one end of the level. So you had to set up these set pieces that you were given to allow it to bounce around and get to the level. There was one where you had to click on frogs, I think it was. There's another one as well. I can't remember what it was. But it was really good. So I recommend you check it out. I think, have I got a price there? I don't think I have.
£1 million.
I think it's about £6. I haven't got a price. That's a bit weird. It's got new trophies. Oh, sorry. 11 of them. It's of course got new stickers, new decorations, costumes, music, and sound and sequencer objects to allow you to make some new stuff. I think it's quite nice. Apparently there's already some stuff people have made with the move controllers up there. So check it out. Especially if you've got a move. I still want to get one. I probably won't get one for a while.
No. Nintendo 3DS update news. So it's basically releasing a new firmware update which will enable video 3D recording.
Yep.
And what else does it have?
Other than that, it's mainly them just saying when Zelda Mario games coming out. So Super Mario 3D Land is coming out on November 13th. This is of course probably an American date that I've got right now. And Mario Kart 7 will be available on December 4th and has Street Pass functionality. Super Mario Land 3D has Street Pass functionality. I imagine Mario Kart should as well because it is a Nintendo title. What else have I got? Oh, this isn't really 3DS news, but it's still Nintendo news. So I just popped it under here. Legend of Zelda Four Swords is having an anniversary edition released for DSiWare. And you'll be able to download a DSiWare version of the game. Yeah.
That's
pretty much it. As well as... So, yeah, anyone... who between the 3rd of October and 20th of February goes to retailers. Some of them will have limited edition cards for the 25th anniversary of Zelda, and it's a 3DS prepaid card which can be used on the eShop and has a picture of Link battling Ganon on it. That's pretty much it. You can get special cards really. Although we haven't got the prepaid cards over here yet.
No? What a shame.
I wonder if that means we'll get them soon. If they're doing special Zelda ones. You're scrolling through all my stuff. But yeah, so Zelda's getting a re-release. Well, Four Swords is getting a re-release. Four Swords, of course, was on the GameCube and the Game Boy Advance?
Don't ask me, man.
Don't ask you.
All I know is the Game Boy Advance is 32-bit processor, so the graphics must be as good as the PlayStation 1.
Mm.
Right? Right?
Sure.
Right?
There you go, Game Boy Advance. So yeah, they're re-releasing it for DSiWare. That's coming out September 28th. And that's really all I need to say for that. And then finally... Ni No Kuni. Actually, I've got two other things.
Ni No Kuni
is a game made by Level 5, which looks amazing. They are working with Miyazaki to make it. Who made Ponyo? You remember Ponyo?
Hey, Ponyo is that thing with the guy who's a fish.
Yeah. was a little girl.
Little guy.
Ni No Kuni has been announced that it's going to have a release in North America. They haven't said exactly what it's going to be called yet.
Captain Epic and his epic journey through time.
And there's been no
sponsored by Gamercast
of a European or Australian release.
Don't hold your breath, in my opinion.
But apparently it's coming out early 2012. It's a PS3 only game as well, so it'll be region free. So if it's not going to come out in the UK, you can always import it.
Can I say the last one?
Yeah.
Oh my god, Street Fighter X Tekken has Toro and Kuro. Wow, man.
Yes, yeah, so Street Fighter X Tekken news. And a little. Yes. they showed some new stuff for the Vita version, and the Vita version has Toro in it as a playable character, as well as Kuro, his little friend. Toro, for anyone.
His little black friend, if I recall.
Yeah. Toro's white, Kuro's black. Their little kitty cat friends.
Yeah, so for people who don't know, this is the annoying Sony cat who's in the stupid thing.
Well, the thing is, Sony cat doesn't really have any kind of presence over here. In Japan, there's a game on the PSN which has him in it.
Wow, man, there's a game with him in? Cool.
But other than that, you don't really see any of him over here. Other than little things like this. I know he was in, I think he was in as a playable character in Everybody's Golf that you could buy, but only in Japan. Hopefully this comes out and he's his playable character in the UK release. Otherwise, yeah. I'll be annoyed.
Otherwise, Catherine will be irritated.
I want to play Toro. He looked so cute beating up Ryu. And when he did a Hadouken, he looked so cute. Hopefully he'll be out here. I know lots of people are pissed off because he's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because, of course, he's one of those characters that they've added in.
Yeah, he's one of these lame add-on characters to try and add a pill to people who don't play Street Fighter.
Well, it's like putting,
when in reality, you're just making it lame by putting this lame dude in there who's not... It's like, what the hell, man? How is my dude being beaten up by this little 2-foot-tall kitty cat?
Well, it's like how they put Darth Vader in Soul Calibur 4.
Or even the Master... Well, even a Spartan in Dead or Alive.
Yeah, that's true. And then, of course, like, they've already added the dude from Infamous into the Vita or the PS3 version.
And, of course,
of
Mortal Kombat had the, what's his name, Kratos, or whatever his face is from God of War. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, it's Kratos. But I think it's pretty cool, and that's it for news this week.
It's time for Name That Game. Last week, you would have heard this. Catherine failed to guess.
Yes, I totally failed to guess because I had no idea what it was.
Trusty Badger, however, the guy who seems to be on a roll, apart from the week before where he didn't know, did guess correctly. He guessed it was Zarch. Zarch is the correct name. He also correctly identified the name of the demo, which was a Lander, which I'm sure more people will be familiar with, which was a demo on Archimedes. It was really... fly shooty game with a 3D spaceship which you control with a mouse.
I see.
Aye. So yeah, GZ to the trusty badger.
GZ!
I think this week is a little bit easier again. Just to make things easier for people who are struggling lately.
Oh, like me?
Yes. Well, I gave you an easy one a couple of weeks back, didn't I?
Uh-huh.
Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Any guesses?
Want to give me some clues?
Peter Molyneux.
Okay.
That is the only clue you get.
That's the only clue?
Well, obviously, more clues would be too obvious.
Peter Molyneux's worked on loads of games.
Yeah, but surely this music, you know, people should know this music. Okay, Peter Molyneux, and it's not Fable.
It's not Fable.
I can't give you any more clues than that because it'd be too obvious.
Would it?
Yeah.
How about, was it created as Bullfrog or Lionhead?
No comment.
No comment? But they've done loads of games either. Or is it that obvious?
I'm surprised you don't know that. I was expecting you to immediately say, oh, that's... But apparently not.
I'll go with Black and White.
Black and White? Good guess. One or two?
One.
Ones. Okay, cool. If you think you know what it is, or you think Catherine's wrong.
I reckon I'm probably wrong.
Which, statistically, she's probably wrong. Simply because of the names, simply because of the volume of games Peter Molyneux has worked on. Apart from Fable. Feedback at GamerCast.net, or leave a comment on the blog at GamerCast.net and put it on this post, and you get the GZ if you are right. If you are wrong, you get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from maybe humiliation.
Releases this week.
Okay, wow, releases this week, man. So first up, on Tuesday, we've got Gears of War 3. I know many of you are looking forward to this, which is why I recorded a clip with a Gears of War fan for this very purpose. So I will now play this clip.
I can't wait for Gears of War. It's the best game ever. My mum is going to buy it for me, and I'm going to go, yay, my name's Marcus Phoenix and hi, Carwine.
Yeah, so that was some little kid who I bullied into recording a clip for the show. So yeah, Gears of War 3 is the third thing in the thing. It's a game, it's like a third-person cover shooter with drop-in-and-out cooperative, which is really nice. It's probably the best feature about it. And obviously, they're on the planet Hera, or whatever it's called. Is that right?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. I think that's what it is. I might be getting mixed up with something in Battlestar Galactica, though.
There wasn't a planet called Hera. There was Hera. Or Harry's her name. The little girl.
I can't remember now. That's bugging me. I'm going to have to look it up. So anyway, you're fighting against all these locust horde dudes who, like, live underground. Yeah. Are you going to talk about it, or am I just talking about it?
Well, I don't really have anything to say about it.
Sarah, that's it.
Sarah.
There we go. Okay, see, I was almost... I knew it was wrong. Yeah, so cool. They're doing three different editions of the game. Well, four different editions of the game, if you count the console as well. So they're doing normal edition. They're doing the collector's edition, which comes with like a COG medley thing and a few bits and bobs. And obviously they're doing the epic edition, which is the one which comes with the statue and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And then the console edition. And they're doing controllers.
What's the console edition have? Just the standard?
Two controllers and a standard, I do believe. But they do come with the new style twisty D-pad controllers.
They do indeed, and it has the cog pickup sound.
And like the level or objective complete.
Yeah, the area sound. Complete.
Yeah, whatever
sound.
The noise is. So that's cool. F1 2011 is also out on Friday, so this is a sequel to 2010. I'm not really sure what new features this has got in it, because I don't have any down here, and I'm not really bothered keeping track, because to be honest, 2010 was good. So I don't really know what they can bring out to this new one
to make it any better.
I suppose they can
polish.
Make the AI. It's quite polished already, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then of course you've got Catherine's favourite game.
Yeah. Barbie Jet Set Style.
We'll just skip over this.
This is coming out on DS and the Wii.
Oh, it's DS and Wii, is it? This wow, is I never would have guessed.
Yeah, this is a Barbie game where you can apply blush, lipstick, eyeshadow, and even coloured contact lenses. Yeah, so you're dressing up Barbie, putting makeup on her, changing her nails, changing her hair, and it's for the 3DS.
Am I the only person who finds this inappropriate for, like, 5-year-olds?
This is
not, don't buy your flipping children this. Let's talk about Bakugan.
Yeah, but if people raise their kids on Barbie, that's what they're going to want.
Barbie, oh my god. That stupid plastic woman, sod off.
So, Bakugan, Rise of the Resistance, this is a new Bakugan game. I didn't find any info on it.
So, we don't know anything about this.
Supremacy, it's a DS game.
Supremacy MMA is one of these stupid MMA fighting games.
Yep.
So you can go around and beat people up in a sort of semi-sportish environment.
Yes, of course, EA released an MMA game not that long ago, but this is a new one, which is Supremacy MMA. It's coming out on PS3 and 360, I believe, and is an
MMORPG. Wow, cool.
MMA fighting game.
Yes. Dungeons, the Dark Lord. It's also coming out on a platform.
PC.
And I don't know anything about it, to be honest.
It's just a kind of... from what I saw of it, a generic kind of dungeon crawler RPG-style game.
Oh, another one of those.
You can have four people playing it as well, though. See, that's what I... I don't know. I don't know. It's got a single player campaign, but it's also got four multiplayer modes for up to four players, which sounds really weird because it's got Deathmatch, King of the Hill, and Survival and stuff, but it's a dungeon kind of game.
Railworks Free is also coming out, subtitled Train Simulator 2012.
Yes, I believe.
You believe?
I believe. Everywhere says it's coming out, so I imagine it is. If you own the previous Railworks game, Railworks 2,
you get this one for free.
Otherwise, you can buy it on its own.
And then, of course, the Armor X Anniversary Edition is coming out.
Yes.
With,
it has Armor, Cold War, Assault,
of the Automa games.
Armor Resistance, Armor Armed Assault, Armor Queen's Gambit, Armor 2, Armor 2 Arrowhead, Armor 2 British Armed Forces, Armor 2 Private Military Company, as well as bonus materials, which is 8 thematic postcards, 2 real printed maps, and a Cold War Assault DVD containing wallpapers, soundtracks, artwork, posters, postcards, maps, and more.
Oh, Riliz.
Yeah, Riliz.
Oh, Riliz.
Yeah, Riliz.
So, obviously, the big release this week is really Gears of War.
And then F1, I'd say, probably. I imagine it'll sell okay. But the thing is, because it only didn't it only come out a little while ago, the last one?
Last F1 game was this time last year.
Oh, okay. I'm sure it'll sell well, then, because F1's still on the TV, isn't it? Gonna sell like hotcakes.
Well, when 2010 came out, I think a lot of places sold out.
Oh yeah,
because there was obviously a lot of built-up demand for a Formula One game.
Well, because it hadn't been one in years, had there? Since the first one,
the nasty
PS3.
Sony ones.
Yeah,
which
was that 2004?
2006.
2006.
But they were already really bad anyway, so yeah. They were just like, you know, the cars just felt like it's like, oh
whereas
man.
Whereas Cody's have kind of really focused on this one, and
yeah, man,
taken what they've got from Grid and Dirt.
Yeah, well, of the menu system and everything like that is all similar.
Yeah.
You know, it's the look around
and
style
the
menu
the
system.
Same kind of naming stuff like Grid added when it says your name and stuff.
And then, of course, you had interviews and stuff as well with the press,
yeah.
Which are obviously quite limited, but, you know, they just made it feel a little bit different. So that's cool. Anyway, we'll be back next week with a review of Gears of War 3 with hopefully someone who's actually played it, because I'm determined to get some guy on who plays Gears of War. He's super excited, so no doubt that will come across in the review. I did argue with him today about how much Gears of War sucks, just to try and wind him up a little bit in preparation for the interview. So, yeah. But yeah, other than that, we'll be back next week. I think you know the name of the game, you know the deal. If you want to send us a letter, you know the deal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See you next week.